Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it?
Amen.
I'm enjoying this week, Brother Danny.
Amen.
God is good, and I'm so thankful for all that he's done.
Yeah.
I was thinking as they were singing that song, any day would be a beautiful day for the Lord to come back.
Amen.
We could be in the middle of a hurricane. That'd still be a beautiful day for the Lord to come back. A snowstorm, an ice storm, whatever. That'd still be a beautiful day. Don't have to be sunshine and cool, does it? Thank the Lord. Lord gives us that sometime. But God is good, and I'm so thankful to be here tonight. And I'm thankful because he knows where we are. He knows what we need.
Amen.
He knows exactly. You know, when you can't even express it to somebody else, the Lord sees your heart.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful for that tonight. And we're going to read, first two verses will be in Psalms 91, 1 and 2. Brother Danny, I know where we can get more. In that secret place.
Amen.
We're dwelling in the secret place. I want to talk about, where are you dwelling? Where are you dwelling? Are you in that secret place? Are you in that secret place with the Lord? All right, we're going to read Psalm 91, 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Let's pray over the word. Lord, we love you. We thank you, God. Thank you for your spirit here tonight, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, because without you, we're nothing, God. But with you, we can do all things, Lord. I love you, God, and I ask you, Lord, tonight to help me, dear God, to bring this out as you would have me to, God. I thank you, Lord, for helping me today, God, to get it studied, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Anybody can go to that secret place. It's not a secret from everybody. It's a secret place with God. And I was thinking about that today as I was studying. If we dwell in that secret place, we can talk to the Lord. You know, there's a lot of times you can't share everything you're going through with everybody, but you can talk to the Lord. You can get in that secret place and you can just spill your heart to him. And he hears you, he knows you, he understands everything that you need from him. He's he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Talking about God. If we're in that secret place with the Lord, we can just give everything to him. And I was thinking today as I was studying, in that secret place, prayers are answered. Prayers are answered. When we get serious with God, you know, I know that, and I was talking to my friend today about it. Sometimes you go to pray and the Holy Ghost is already there waiting for you and you can just pray. It's so easy.
Amen.
And then sometimes you go to pray and, oh my goodness, it feels like you've been dropped off in the desert. But you know what? If you'll stay in that secret place, in a little bit, the Lord's going to show up. He's going to come by and he's going to touch you and he's going to help you. And no matter what it is that you need, he's got it. He's got that. Prayers are answered. Directions are given in the secret place. Directions. If you need direction for whatever in your life, he's got it. Battles are won. Battles are won. You ever had a battle and you think, Lord, am I ever going to get over this? Am I ever going to get through going through this battle? Yes, you will. Get in that secret place. And you got to pray. You can't just go in there 15 minutes or 30 minutes and think, everything's good. The Lord's heard me. Well, he did. But how bad do you want it? How bad do you need that need met? How bad do you want your family saved? How bad is it? Are you going to stay there? Are you going to spend some time with the Lord? You know, it's not bad to pray an hour. It's not. Just get in there and talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Battles are won. Loads are lifted. You ever had such a load on you? So oppressed, felt like, but you get in that secret place with the Lord, and when you touch heaven and you come out, you are a different person. All that load has been lifted off of you, and you feel so much lighter. Peace is given. Peace is given. Do we not live in a world that needs peace? Do we not? I mean peace in the mind. There's so many people so confused, they don't even know what they are. But I'm telling you, all you've got to do is get in a secret place with the Lord. Give Him everything in your life, and He'll give you that peace. We are kept from the world. You stay in that secret place. Dwell in the secret place. You can't just dwell anywhere in this world. You've got to dwell in the secret place. And we overcome temptations. We can get victory over your thought life. Does the devil ever bring bad thoughts to your mind? There's overcoming in the secret place. There's overcoming. Overcoming. You can be an overcomer. Do you know what? Sometimes, you know, I don't know. I know he does it to you. He'll what if you. Well, what if this? And, you know, my children in town. What if something happens to my children before they get home? What if? What if? The devil is a liar. All he wants you to do is get all confused and get your mind all in a turmoil and get you worrying and fretting, and nothing's going to happen. We gave them to the Lord. God's got them. God has them. Whatever the need is, God has it. He is there in the secret place. He's just waiting for us to come. He's just waiting for us to get up out of the bed and get in there and pray. Even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, even if you pray till 2 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes God requires that of us. And if we don't do it, we're the one that's missing out. We're the one, and whoever we're supposed to be praying for. You think about it. If it's one of your loved ones, God trying to get you up to pray and you don't do it, your loved one's missing out. I'm so thankful that we have Him. I'm so thankful. If we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Where else would you want to abide except for under the shadow of the Almighty? To know that you're protected. To know that no matter what comes your way, He's going to be there for you. Yeah, do bad things happen to Christians? Absolutely they do. Christians die. They get cancer. All kinds of stuff. But guess what? They have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. No matter what we're going through, He's right there. And I'm so thankful that He's right there. Wherever I am, He is, Brother Tim. Wherever I am, He is. Because he's living in my heart. He said He inhabits the praises of His people. So we can go with the praise. I was talking to a friend today. I said, you know, a lot of times I listen to preaching throughout the day. You know what? It keeps the devil at bay, for one thing. And it just makes you encouraged and lifts your spirit. And I'm so thankful that we have a Heavenly Father that cares, that's waiting in the secret place. He's waiting there. Aren't you glad we don't have to line up and tell Brother Joe all of our mistakes we've done through the week? Well, he wouldn't want to hear them. He wouldn't want to hear them. But I'm thankful that we have a Heavenly Father, Brother Danny, and He's waiting right there. He's waiting right there. He's got a storehouse. He's got a storehouse of blessings waiting on us. And if we don't receive it, it's because we hadn't been in the secret place with Him. We can get more. We can get more. It's up to me. It's up to you. If you want more of God, you can have it. You can have it. It takes some time pushing the plate back. It takes getting in the Word and studying and praying every single day. We can have what we want. We can have it. He's right there for us, and I'm so thankful that He is. If dwelleth means to remain, to stay, to settle. Get settled in the Lord. Get settled in the Lord. I was talking to somebody today. You know, if you don't have roots, you're not going to grow like you ought to. Get settled somewhere in the Lord. Be what He wants you to be, but get settled. If you're just constantly jumping around, you're not going to grow any roots. But get settled. Get settled in the Lord. Stay where He wants you to be. If we're in a secret place, we're in that hiding place of protection, of a covering of secrecy. You know what? God's not going to run blab your business everywhere. I'll tell you what He will do. He'll put a bug in the preacher's ear. And he may not know who it is, but he'll know that God asked him to preach a message. I will never forget when Brother Cole pastored us for 6 years, long time ago. And I'd be going through some things and decisions that I would need to make. And I never told him nothing. Never did. But he'd get up here and preach a message every time. Every time. God would answer my prayer, though. I'd know, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? He's always right there. A refuge is a shelter, a place of hope from the storms of life. You know, when things get you down, when you feel blue, when your family's in a turmoil or your finances are in a turmoil, whatever it is, if you're feeling down, maybe your health is in a turmoil, but God is right there. He's still in that secret place. The devil just wants to bring stuff against us, but we have a friend. We have that friend. When we neglect the secret place, guess what happens? Guess what happens when we neglect the secret place? I can tell you. The Bible reading slacks off. Oh, I'm tired today. I'm just, you know, my head hurts. I don't think I'm going to go to church. Guess what? It'll be the same thing next week. I've seen it recently. Got a headache. I can't go to church on Wednesday night. The next week, I got a headache. My back hurts. Something. It's all the time. Whenever you take what he offers you, he'll keep you out of church. He will keep you home. He will keep you home and feeling sorry for ourselves. But we have to push through sometimes. We have to push through. You think Jesus didn't feel hurt? You think he didn't hurt? You think he didn't want to probably come down from that cross? He was feeling pain like we do, but he hung there. He hung there for you and me. We don't need to neglect. Go into the secret place. After a while, it'll bring coldness in our soul and lethargy, and that fire that we once had burning won't be burning anymore. It won't be burning. It'll just be cold. It'll be cold. And all we'll have is a grumbling old spirit. That's all we'll have. But if we'll keep in the secret place, if we'll keep in that secret place, we don't want to slip. If we just dwell in that secret place. It matters where we dwell. It matters where we dwell in the Lord. It matters. It matters. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. In him will I trust. Because of that trust, we can be bold in the Lord. We can be confident in the Lord because we know where he is. We know that he's right here with us. And he gives us that boldness. He said we can come boldly before the throne. There's been a lot of times I didn't feel like I was worthy to approach the throne. But then I remembered what the word says, to come boldly before the throne. I can still go to him. I can still say, God, I know I messed up, but I need you today. I need you today. You know, we need him to do something. I was listening to Brother Daryl Turner this week preach a message. And in this message, he said, he has said before, God, I don't want you to help me with this. And you know what people instantly thought? I want you to do it, God. Don't help me. I just want you to do it. And that's what we need. Say, God, you do it. I can't do it. All I can do is make a mess out of things. But God, you do it. You take care of this. You take care of it for me. We're going to go to Psalm 17 and 8. It says, keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Hide me under the shadow. You know what the apple of your eye is? It's that pupil. He said, keep me as the apple of your eye. And there is that pupil. You know what your pupil does? It brings light into the eye. So if we're shutting out Jesus, we're shutting out the light. If we're not praying like we ought to, we're shutting out the light. So we've got to be careful. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. If we're following him, he shall have light of life. When your world looks dark, when your world looks dark, when your life is looking dark, go back to the secret place. Go back to the secret place because it matters where we dwell. It matters where we dwell. And I'm going to get to my point in just a minute because it really, really matters. It matters where we are in the Lord. It matters where we dwell. It matters. Let's go over to Genesis chapter 13. God is good. Genesis chapter 13, verse 5 through 13. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest into Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now Abram was a good man. He said, Lot, we can't stay together. There's too many of us. We can't. There's not enough land to feed all of our herds, and our herdmen are fighting. So we need to separate. And he gave Lot the choice. You pick. Whatever you don't take, that's what I'll take. You pick. You pick, Lot. And we know that Lot picked. He lifted up his eyes to the plain, that it was well watered. It looked good to Lot. Lots of water and grass for his cattle. It looked really good. How many times you've seen something in the world? That looks really good. It looks, it's like, you know, sometimes the devil uses a thing like they do satire, where it's almost true. It's almost. It looks real. It sounds real. But there's something wrong. There's a little something that's not right in it. But if we'll just look, if we'll keep in that secret place, we'll know. We won't be fooled. We won't be fooled. So Lot chose the well-watered plain. Can't you just see it? Beautiful green grass, some water right there. It was a beautiful place. Beautiful place. That's what Lot chose. How often does the devil make the world look beautiful to us? I'm telling you, it matters where we are. It matters. So how often does he make the world just look so pretty, so appetizing? Amen. Like he wants to suck us in.
Yeah.
But we got to stay in the secret place.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
So Lot chose the plain of Jordan, and Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan.
Amen.
Right here makes a difference. Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom.
Yeah.
He pitched his tent the wrong way, Brother Tim. He shouldn't have not have pitched it towards Sodom. Do you know that's the way a lot of Christians are? They'll say that, well, that don't look too bad. Let me listen to a little Dolly. She ain't too bad. Come on now. She ain't a Christian. Where are we going to separate? Bible says to come out from among them and be ye separate. If we're Christian, do we listen to stuff that's not Christian? We have to make a choice. We have to make a choice. Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. Bad city. It was wicked. Exceedingly wicked, the word says. I mean, it was bad. I mean, we've seen some bad stuff today, but that must have been really bad. The men of Sodom were wicked. They were evil. Worse than, the definition said, worst. They were the worst. They were the worst. They were evil. No doubt, Lot thought to himself, well, that's not going to affect me, you know. I'm just going to put my tent right here. I mean, it's a good ways on down to Sodom. I'm just going to pitch right here. You know, I don't have to go down there and partake of whatever they're doing, but I'm going to pitch my tent right here. The closer we get to the world, the bigger draw it has on us. And it don't matter if you are 27, 67, or 97. The devil wants you. He wants you. He wants to pull you into hell and laugh at you while you're burning in the flames. That's exactly what he wants. But we don't have to be there. We don't have to be there. But he pitched his tent toward Sodom. How many times have we done something like that? How many times You think, well, that's not so bad. Everybody's doing it. Everybody.
Behold, be not deceived. Be not led of thine own will. Behold, of thine own sight, saith the Lord. But all thy ways acknowledge me, saith the Lord. Lean not to thine own understanding. Behold, but lean upon me, saith the Lord. Look unto me. Behold, and know that I am the way, the truth, the life. For behold, he that followeth and walketh after the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, saith the Lord. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life.
Help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We need to be as adamant for God as the devil is trying to get us. We don't need to give up not one inch of the ground that we have gained in the Lord, but we need to be staunch. The devil starts bothering you, you need to rebuke him. You need to put him in his place. You know, people have panic attacks, and I want to say, put the devil in his place. It's nothing but the devil coming against you. He's a liar. We are the children of a holy God. We don't have to put up with that stuff. God is real. God is real. And we need to keep our place in him. We don't need to be drawn away. We don't need to be drawn away. You know, because the devil will dangle stuff in front of your eyes. Oh, that looks so pretty. That looks so good. Don't you want this? I'm telling you what, whatever God's placed on your heart to do and to be, you better be doing it. Amen. One day we're going to stand before that holy God. Amen. We're going to stand there. And we ain't going to be able to say, will you check the books again? He knows. They had somebody put this little thing on Facebook where this man was supposedly standing before Jesus. And he was saying, he's looking through the book. He said, no, I don't find you. He said, could you look again? We're not going to be able to do nothing but crumble at his feet. He gave us chance after chance after chance. How many times have we wasted it? How many times have we wasted time? We've got to be faithful. We've got to be faithful. Lot had given up going to the secret place. You think about it now. He done pitched his tent towards Sodom. It was the wrong way. It was the wrong way. He done given up. The secret place. He done given it up. We have to be so careful. Wherever we go, and I realize, wherever we go, if you go to the beach just to walk around, you near about can't go. You near about can't, even, I'm talking Christian young ladies out there. I'm sorry. Whenever you give your heart to the Lord, you're not going to be showing 98% of your body on the beach. You're not. There has to be a separation. And I'm not a clothesline preacher, but there has to be a separation. Are we ladies or just women? There's a difference. Are you a child of God or somebody who just goes to church and plays? There is a difference. We have got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. It's not what I think is going to get me to heaven. It's what Jesus says. It's not my ideas that's going to get me to heaven. It's what he said. We have to go by the word. Not what Deborah thinks. Not what Brother Joe thinks. It has to be God's opinion, not mine. It has to be him. I'm so thankful for him. I'm so thankful. He is so good to us. So good to us. When we look over in Genesis 18, 23 through 33. Thank you, Jesus. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? And I'm not going to read all that, but y'all know the story. Y'all know the story of how God was going to destroy Sodom. And there was Abraham, his nephew was there. And his great nieces and nephews, all of them was in that wicked city. Now you see how he parked on the plain, Lot did. On the beautiful grassy knoll up there. It didn't take him long. He was in a tent. He was in a tent. Yeah. It didn't take him long to slide on down there in Sodom and get in a house. When the angels came to get him out, he was in a house. You see how the devil worked that? Oh, look at me now. Oh, I'm doing so well. I mean, I used to live in a little old trailer, but now I'm in this big old house. You better know who gave you the house. You better know where you are in the Lord. And you imagine such wickedness. Such wickedness. I've seen videos. I have family that live out in Oregon, close to Portland. And I saw a video. People so high, they don't even know they're alive, Brother Danny. Homelessness is rampant. It's everywhere. It's awful. People contorted in all kinds of shapes just standing on the street. They don't even know if they're breathing. It's horrible. And you know why they're there? They never found a secret place. If they did, they neglected it. That's why. They never got with God and never stayed in that secret place. But you can imagine such wickedness as what was in Sodom. It was horrible. It was horrible. But there was Lot. No doubt Lot had this thought. Well, I go down there and I can be a light to those people. I can be a light. Yeah. I can be a light to those people. I mean, I can witness to them. But he was right in the middle of the sin and degradation. There's going to have to be a separation for us. There's going to have to be a separation. It was so wicked. He had his family in that mess. He had his family in it. There's so many things that children don't need to see. Granted, his children were adults at this point. But even now, there's so many things children don't need to see. They were dwelling in the most wicked city. He couldn't. When the angels came, he went to talk to his son-in-laws. He couldn't even convince them to leave. They mocked him. What kind of an impression did he really have on them? How was he really living? How was he doing it? How was he really living? He couldn't even tell his son-in-laws, come on, we got to go. The city is about to be destroyed. Was he hypocritical? It makes you wonder. They didn't believe him. They didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay right where they were. They didn't want to move. They didn't want to do anything but sit right where they were, enjoying all their pleasures. Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. It's just a season. All that pleasure is not going to last. One day we're going to die. And how we die is how we're going to stand before God. He's not going to give us a chance on the way up. He's not. You've had all this time. We have had all this time. He's gave us the time. It's up to me. Because of Abraham, God spared Lot and his wife and his daughters. Because of Abraham. Now you think about where Lot could have been. Think about where Lot could have been. He could have still been out there on that grassy land, tending his herds. Think about where he could have been. And they left. They had to leave. God was fixing to destroy the city. They had to leave right then. They couldn't wait. They left. And I was thinking about that today. I don't know. He may have been a very well-off man. I don't really know. But whatever he had, he lost it. He lost it just that quick because of the way he did. Because he pitched his tent in the wrong direction. Because he got too close. He got too close to the world and it pulled him out. You think about that. We've got to stay close to God. And I know you see the world as I do. The time is getting closer and closer and closer. He's going to come one day. He's going to come. And I'm not going to be able to stand there and say, wait, God, I just need to make this one thing right. I just need to go get this under the blood. I'm not going to have that opportunity. However I die is how I'm going to be. We got to be strong in the Lord. The Bible says to be strong and in the power of His might. Not my might. Not my might, but His might. To be strong in Him. And we know the men were so, The city was so wicked when those angels came. The men of the city came to the door wanting the men. Lot even offered them his daughters who had never been married. And they didn't want it. Is that not the age we live in?
Amen.
Is it not? Amen. Just this week, it's heartbreaking. We saw pictures of a young boy. He's probably early 20s, somewhere, maybe mid-20s. Jim worked with his dad. When he was a teen, he would go around to different churches and speak and talk about the Lord. Went off to college. This last weekend, he married a man. I'm thinking, how sad. How sad. It is. It's awful. And to know that he is going to miss heaven if he don't get it right. If he's going to miss heaven. And he knows. He was taught. He was took to church. But he is going to miss heaven if he don't repent. We don't have to be there. He don't have to be there. We can have victory. There is deliverance. There is. I don't care what it is. There's deliverance for it. How many people did Jesus deliver in the Bible? All kinds. All kinds. All kinds. Prostitutes. Homosexuals. Everything. God delivers. God delivers. I'm so thankful that he does. Because Lot did not dwell in the secret place, he lost it all. He lost it all. Even his wife. Even his wife, because she was disobedient. She turned around and looked back. Is that not a sign to us? Don't look back. Where you came from is behind you. You cannot run a race looking back. You can't. And this is a race. This is a journey. We've got to keep going and keep going and keep going. When the way is hard. When the way is hard. When you're battling every single day, it feels like. Keep going. Keep going. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't lay anything of your Christianity down. But keep going. Keep holding on to that blood-stained banner. Keep that cross in view. Keep it in view. It wasn't. I've got crosses. I was looking at them today. I don't know, probably five or six pretty crosses. Different people gave me through the years. But that cross was not pretty. That cross was rough. That cross held the precious hands and feet of our Savior. That cross was bloodstained. That cross took Jesus. It did. He gave his life for us. And how sometimes people are so flippant about salvation. It's not a flippant thing. It's the most serious thing you will ever do in your life. Is give your heart to the Lord. Not just give, but repent. Repent. I was thinking, somebody mentioned recently about a lot of people are getting baptized right now. And I thought about this. Because you'll see hundreds. And I mean, it's a good thing. But if they haven't repented, it has not done one good. Not one good. If you're not repented, you're still not going to make it in. You can be baptized 14 times. It's not going to take you to heaven. If you have not repented, if you have not gotten rid of all that ugliness in your heart, you're not going to make it. We have to repent. We have to give our heart to the Lord. And we have to say, God, you come in. You straighten me up. You direct my path. You show me what you want me to do. If we're not repented, we're not going to make it to heaven. We have to be repented. We have to. We have to. God is good. Are you dwelling in the secret place? Are you dwelling in the secret place? Or have you found yourself slipping a little? Have you given up some of the good things you used to do? Have you? Are you still as strong for the Lord as you used to be? Are you still as faithful? Faithfulness counts. I'm telling you, it counts. Are you still as faithful as you used to be? When you got saved, when I knelt down at the altar, Brother Joe, I do hope I'm closer to the Lord today than I was as a 13-year-old girl. But are you still as close? Are you still doing what you're supposed to do? Or do you find yourself like, oh, well, this ain't so bad. This is not so bad. This music ain't too bad. This show ain't too bad. If the show's good, the commercials are bad. They're awful. They're awful. Do you still love God like you once did? Do you long to be in His presence like you used to? Do you still long for that? Do you still want to talk to Him every day? Do you want to get up early in the morning and seek His face and talk to Him? I get it. Sometimes you just can't. You just can't pray first thing. But do you talk to Him every day? Do you talk to Him? Do you take the time out of your schedule? Really, is there anything more important than your soul? Is there anything more important than your soul? I'm afraid not. It's not. Are you ready to go? Are you ready? Should He call your name tonight? If He says, Deborah Smith, come on. I want to make sure there ain't nothing in here, Brother Tim. No kind of hard feelings, no nothing. Just stand before Him and be pure. You know what? He'll show us. If we'll get in that secret place with Him, if we'll get in there and stay, and stay. And you know what I found out, and I know you have too. Through the years, you can pray about things, and God don't always answer you right away. He don't. I was praying about something recently that I've been praying about a good long time. And the Lord said, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Yes, sir, I do trust you. But Lord, I sure wish you would fix this for me. I do. I trust the Lord. I just want you to think about it tonight. You know, the Bible says to examine yourselves. Examine yourselves. Is there anything you need from the Lord tonight? Do we need to get back to that secret place? Do we need to get back to that secret place? I'd hate to know one of us turned out like Lot. Losing everything. But are we staying in the secret place? Are we doing as God commanded us to do? Are we being separate from the world? It's so easy. It's so easy to get sucked in. It's easy. We have to be on guard day and night. The Lord just brought this to my attention. If He said it's wrong in here, is it okay to sit there and watch it on TV? Is it? We got to think about that. We got to think about that. God help us. And you might be saying, oh, Sister Deborah just thinks she's perfect. No, I don't. You don't know the Sister Deborah I do if you think I think I'm perfect. I'm not. But I just know what God's put in my heart today. And I'm not going to apologize for preaching it. God is good. He wants us in that secret place. He wants us going toward Him, not away from Him. Not away. The time is growing near. What we're going to do for God, we've got to do it. We don't have much time left, Brother Tim. I was thinking about it. When President Trump signed that peace deal over there, you know that scripture says, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. You think about it. His coming is nearer. I know when we were kids, we used to hear, oh, He's coming. It's soon. It's soon. I remember thinking before Jennifer was born, she's 45 almost. I didn't even know if I'd get to have my baby. I mean, that's just how I felt it. But you know what? You see the signs more today than I saw it back then. You see the signs more today than I saw way back then. I just want to ask you, is there anything you need to pray about tonight? Is there anything that you need to come and seek the Lord about? That doesn't mean you're backslid. Not at all. Sometimes we just need to pray. We just need to get on our knees and talk to the Lord and say, God, just show me. Just show me, Lord. What is it? If I'm doing something, if I'm not doing something, if I'm saying something, if my attitude's wrong, God, show me. Show me. Help me, God, to exhibit all the fruits of the Spirit. Help me to have that in my life, God. Yes. Anybody else need to pray? Let's just come to the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he I'll go with you, Lord, all the way. I'll go with you through the valley. Oh, yes, Lord. I'll go with you through the valley. I'll go with you through the valley. I'll go with you, Lord, with you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna follow where he leads me. I think, baby, we'll follow where he leads me. Lord, oh, I'm going with you, Lord. Oh, all the way, and I'll go with you, Lord, and through the judgment, I'll go. The judgment. Oh, I'll go with you through the judgment. I'll go with you, Lord, with you, Lord, all the way. Follow where you lead me, I will follow where you lead me, I will follow. I'll go with you, Lord. I'm going with you, Lord, all the way. Thank you, Jesus. And there he is. Hallelujah. There is a fountain. Oh, and it's filled with His pure blood. Oh, come to these waters. Cause there's a vast supply, and there is a river, oh, and it never shall run dry. From God above. Oh, there is a fountain. Oh, can it be filled with His pure blood? Oh, there's a vast supply. Oh, and there is a river. Oh, and it never shall, it shall not run dry.